one, today we are going to be talking about formulation number 2063, and I'm Christine Anderson, Marketing Coordinator with Colonial Chemical, and I'm here with Molly McHenry.
Hi.
Senior Formulation Chemist at Colonial, and this is the Clear Complexion Acne Wash. This has one of our blends in it. It's the Colodet EQ20. And it is a sulfate-free, it's got the sodium lauryl glucoside hydroxypropyl sulfonate, and Molly, you might have to correct my inking pronunciation, and then the sodium cocoamphoacetate, and then the cocamidopropyl hydroxysultane. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of the primary ingredient here. What is good about this blend that we've made?
Well, it's sulfate-free and betaine-free, so it's really gentle and is good for an acne product like this where you do want to be mindful of, you know, sensitive skin. And then the sodium cocoamphoacetate also has some light conditioning properties, so again, really good for an acne wash product like this where you're, you know, worried about dry skin and irritation.
And this one also, and with like the irritation, you're trying to fight acne, and so you have the salicylic acid in it. So you don't want any harsh sulfates in there to like further irritate the skin, right?
Right. Yeah, I mean, active ingredients in acne cleansers can cause a lot of dryness and irritation, so you really don't want to have harsh detergents in there as your cleansers that are going to strip the skin even more. So the Colodet EQ20 is really great for that, really mild on the skin, and isn't going to strip it.
And then with like soothing the skin, we have the Colipid C in there, which is the cocamidopropyl PG dimonium chloride phosphate. And so that kind of like soothes and conditions the skin.
And you also get a nice after feel, so it's not tight and draggy, which is a common thing you see with acne cleansers. And it's kind of regulating overproduction of sebum, so you look less oily. And it's a multifunctional ingredient, so I mean, you get multiple benefits out of it, gentle cleansing, as well as antimicrobial activity that might help with those breakouts, and it's substantive, so it's going to, the benefits of it are going to be long-lasting.
And this is it's a BHA and an AHA cleanser. Can you kind of explain those two?
Yeah, so BHAs and AHAs are exfoliants. So the salicylic acid in here is a BHA, that's a beta hydroxy acid. And then the lactic acid that we're using to adjust the pH, that is a alpha hydroxy acid. So BHAs work kind of at a deeper level. They penetrate into the pores and dissolve that accumulated sebum and impurities and promote healthy skin cell cycle. And then AHAs work at more of a surface level, buffing away dead skin and maybe helping reduce acne scars and just giving you a healthy glow.
And going back to, you know, sulfate-free, I couldn't find a lot of sulfate-free acne washes because, I mean, you don't want to, like, further irritate the skin when you're already trying to kill the acne. But I do like this one, and we've had this one at some of our shows before, and it's very popular to the point where people will come back and, you know, they've asked for like where it was, why we didn't bring it this time. But
yeah, I mean, I've never really had a lot of problem with acne, but I love using this anyway, just because I do feel like it gives you more of a glow, you know, those exfoliants in there, whether you have acne or not, it really does make your skin look healthier.
And how's the foam on this one? Is it clear?
I mean, it's decent foam. It's not a high foamer.
Are there any, not problem areas, but just kind of like things people should be aware of when working with the Colodet EQ20?
No, it's really easy to work with. I mean, it's a blend, so you can just add it cold process. We do have the instructions here, heating to make it easier to get the salicylic acid in there. But it's very easy to work with. You do have to have this formula at a lower pH for those, the BHA and the AHA to be active. And that range is going to be different for different BHAs and AHAs. With the salicylic acid, you'll sometimes see the recommendation to be even below pH 4, but then there have also been studies that show that it's still effective at higher pHs, and it's really just counterproductive to be at a lower pH because at the lower pH you start getting skin irritation. So we have the pH set at 4 to 4.5, and the salicylic acid should still be effective in that range.
We get a little crafty with the bottles that we use because we kind of use what we have in stock for new ones. But is this viscosity high enough for a pump? Is it like, is this super watery or like not watery, but you know, is it thin? Is it more thin?
You could use it in a pump. I mean, the viscosities, we say it's 1500 to 2500 centipoise. So, I mean, it's viscous enough to stay in your hand, you know, for a minute while you build
up a lather.
Yeah, right. It's not going to just run all over the place.
And that is formulation number 2063. It is the Clear Complexion Acne Wash. If you have any questions, you can email us info@colonialchem.com. It is available for download by going to our website at colonialchem.com/formulations. It is intended for use as a starting formula and may be modified as needed. Colonial Chemical does not guarantee exact results, but we're ready to help you in any way with your next formulation project. Go to colonialchem.com/formulations, and thanks for joining us.